Well, we're going to do a mock training exercise at Annapolis Mall to prepare for a potential shooting incident. We want to make sure. Can we start again? I'm sorry.
Rolling, go
can
ahead.
We do one more time.
Yep.
What? Derek.
Yeah, go ahead. We're rolling. Just anytime you feel a need to start over, just go right ahead and do so.
Okay. Can we start over? Hang
yep,
on.
Yep, go ahead. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, we're still rolling. Go ahead.
Can you ask the question one more time?
Okay, explain to us what's happening on Sunday and why the county believes this is so necessary.
We're having a mock shooting exercise on Sunday at Annapolis Mall, and we just want to be sure that the police department, fire department, and all public safety resources in the county are well coordinated. Certainly, we've had a lot of incidents across the country, and we want to make sure that we're prepared in Anne Arundel County.
And, of course, there was the recent incident at Columbia Mall. How much did that factor into your decision to host an event of this sort?
Well, we've already been talking about it. You know, we wanted to increase awareness, and we certainly want to take these things seriously. But having it at Columbia Mall is quite close to home. And, you know, we know what happened there. We know what happened in Newtown. But, really, this could happen anywhere. And it's important that we in Anne Arundel County are prepared. And we've done everything we can to get on the front end of a potential threat in our community.
And describe for me who's taking part and what kinds of activities they'll engage in on Sunday.
Well, it's a police department and fire department. All public safety personnel will be coordinated, and it will be a mock shooting exercise, so it will simulate a real shooting in the mall. You know, we have two large malls in our county, and Annapolis Mall seemed very interested in partnering on this project, and so it's been in the planning for quite some time.
And once the exercise is complete, how do you assess what you've learned and begin to incorporate it?
Well, we'll certainly review the entire exercise. And, you know, by putting ourselves in this mock situation, what we're doing is we're going through the motions of what could potentially happen so that, you know, should that eventually happen in our community, hopefully it won't. But if we were faced with such a situation, we would be much more prepared.
And this is happening at the mall, so it's sort of a real-life kind of scenario. Talk about why that was important.
Well, you know, it's interesting to have the conversation. It can be a very hypothetical and intellectual conversation to have this in the office, and certainly our officers and fighters are well-prepared and well-trained. But, you know, it's helpful to understand what would happen in an actual situation. You know, they know the layout of the mall. They know the layout of Arundel Mills Mall, but to go through the exercise in sort of a panic situation, which will be simulated on Sunday, will make it much easier should we ever encounter this in our community.
And last question, what will people see? And obviously they shouldn't be alarmed, but what will they see, what will they hear, and what do you want people to know?
We want the public to know that we take this very seriously. We want to increase awareness about how to handle a situation like that should it ever happen in our community. And we also want the public to know that Anne Arundel County is on the front end of public safety, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that we as a community are prepared.
Okay, I asked all the questions I had about the event itself. Is there anything that I didn't touch on that you think is important to stress?
Well, I certainly appreciate the partnership with the mall. They have very willingly and proactively been in touch with us, wanting to make sure that we have a plan in place. The police department and fire department have done a great job coordinating the activity, and we'll be happy to share the results once it's finished.
The whole idea is preparedness, making sure your law enforcement agencies are right where they need to be if any event, something like this, should happen.
Absolutely. We want to be on the front end.